Hi, I'm Kara Sutterfield, and this is my podcast. After over 20 years of leading one-on-one and group coaching in professional settings, I developed a passion for helping other women uncover who they long to become and how to live into that vision of self today. Let's deep dive into this profound exploration together, discover how best to embody the highest version of ourselves, and take action in this present moment to be her now. Welcome back to Be Her Now. This might end up being the fastest episode I ever do, or maybe not. We'll see. I don't know about you, but when I think about being her now, she is not on electronics. And yet, I find myself on electronics on a regular basis. Some of which I can't avoid, such as email or Zoom for work. Some of which I can avoid, such as social media or television occasionally in the evenings. And it seems like when I'm on a train of being on electronics, I'm on it in a big way or I'm off of it. I tend to be all or nothing in a lot of ways. But often when I find I'm on electronics on a regular basis, it's because I've lost sight of alternatives that I can be doing in the meantime, and I tend to just go into a default mode. So I sat down and brainstormed a list of things that I could do instead of being on electronics in the moments when I tend to gravitate towards them. And I thought I would share it because I know I'm not the only one that has a desire to spend less time on electronics, but I think we're in such a default mode with it that we forget all the other things we can be doing. So here in no particular order is the list I've come up with, and I hope that it will help to stimulate some ideas of your own that I missed. You can find me on Instagram at tobeherenow, and I would love to hear your ideas. I've created a post to go along with this episode that I'd love to see your comments on. But hopefully, together, we can come up with some ways to spend more time with the people around us in our real lives, in the energy of creation, and less time consuming things that maybe aren't the best for our To Be Her Now lives. So here we go. We can write, can build a website, we can create a product of some kind, whether that's making jewelry or something else awesome and creative. You can knit, read a book, play board games or solitaire if there's not someone handy to play along with, paint, color, or draw. And I say those things separately and specifically because I feel like if I say create art, half of us will say we're not artists and shy away from the activity. I say paint, color, and draw because nothing in that list says they have to be actually good. You can just go through the motions and enjoy the process. Do yoga or stretch. Prepare for the next day, such as laying out your clothing or making it easier for yourself the next morning. Do meal prep. Bake something. Have a 15-minute pickup to help tidy your space. Play with clay or sculpt. Listen to music, but not on a screen. Menu plan for the week or plan out your week in general. Go out with friends. Watch the sunset. Meditate. Prepare a meal that's special and specific, either by yourself or with someone else. Go for a hike. Visit a farmer's market. Build a model or build anything. Take a class. Learn more about your chosen career. Take a walk in your neighborhood. Organize or declutter a specific area of your home. Make a list of things you might need for your home so that you can keep your eye out for them. Write a letter or write a thank you card. Take a hot bath or shower. Get your laundry done. Enjoy a spa treatment, like doing your nails, a facial, a face mask, or something to do with your hair, whether that's at home or at a salon. Write a song or play a musical instrument. Learn a new hobby. Write out your ideal week or use a calendar in a notebook to plan your week. Create a vision board or a collage. Talk with someone, either on the phone or in person. Have a coffee or lunch date. Go out to a meal for a date with self. Visit a museum. Spend time in nature. Take off your shoes and ground. These are just a few ideas I came up with, but hopefully as you move through your day today, as you catch yourself on screens at times when maybe that's not your intention, hopefully this will jog some ideas for you to do something different and to be here now. Have a great week.